Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
And I think, whisper it, I think that's what really upsets the traditional boxing people, is how good and decent this guy is.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
The afternoon sessions returned with an absolute bang as Kenya's David Manua pulled off one of the great Alexandra Palace shocks, defeating Mike De Decker, the number 18 seed, by 3-2 on day 8 of the 2026 World Darts Championship. In a game that had it all, the Kenyan found himself 2 sets down before battling back despite many miscounting issues to nail a double top and get over the line. He checked out 91 when he had 99 remaining. He checked out 125 when he had 135 remaining. And he checked out a 135 on the bull when it really mattered. A historic win for Manua, for Kenya, and for African darts as a whole. We saw Nitin Kumar get a victory for the first time for India. We saw Stefan Belmont get a victory for the first time for Switzerland. And David Manua is just the next in what I'm sure will be a line of players to break it up for their countries. It seems a shame to just gloss over all of the other afternoon matches, but needs must. It was a comfortable day for the Geordies as both Callan Ridds and Ryan Joyce recorded 3-0 victories. Joyce, 64% on his doubles, has got all the tools to cause some serious damage in this year's competition. While another Ali Pali cult hero was born in Mitomu Sakai, one of the legendary Alexandra Palace walk-ons, which would later be topped by his compatriot, Matsuhiko Tatsunami. The 52-year-old's entrance will live long in the memory, but he himself will live to regret many missed opportunities against the lackluster Michael van Gerwen. VMVG is to mount a major title challenge at this year's tournament. His doubles will have to improve. That game, of course, finished on a scoreline of 3-1. Elsewhere, a fellow Dutchman, Jermaine Wadamina, he survived a scare of his own, defeating Dominic Grulish by 3-2. While Dave Chisnell and Christoph Ratajski recorded straight sets victories over Fallon Sherrick and Alexis Toilo, Ratajski in particular. A very impressive display, averaging just below 100. Friday's action is where Irish interests peak, with Mickey Mansell, Josh Rock, Keane Barry, Daryl Gurney and Willie O'Connor all getting their campaigns underway. The afternoon session sees Mickey Mansell take on the American entertainer Leonard Gates. Kevin Dutz, Ryan Meikle and Josh Rock are also in action in that afternoon session. Willie O'Connor, he looked to set up a mouth-watering tie with Michael van Gerwen if he's to get over Christoph Kachuk in the first game of the evening session. Daryl Gurney has arguably gotten the toughest draw of the first round. He'll take on a generational talent in Beau Greaves, as she looks to take a notable scalp in her first outing of the 2026 championship. And finally, fan favourite Nathan Aspinall will take to the stage, walking out to Mr. Brightside before Keane Barry closes out the action against Australia's Tim Pusey. Hopefully today lives up to yesterday's action, and I'll be back tomorrow to run you through it all once again.
Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
And I think, whisper it, I think that's what really upsets the traditional boxing people, is how good and decent this guy is.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.